The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who sat down at the Lord's feet and listened to him speaking. Now Martha, who was distracted with all the serving, said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister is leaving me to do the serving all by myself? Please tell her to help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha," he said, "you worry and fret about so many things, and yet few are needed. Indeed, only one. It is Mary who has chosen the better part. It is not to be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most beautiful and simple gestures we can extend to others is to make them feel welcomed, respected, and valued. This is often expressed when visitors turn up unexpectedly, be it family members or friends or others, and we offer whatever we have available to eat and drink. Nothing is spared, and it is presented to our guests with care and love, the true marks of hospitality. Some cultures are better expressing it than others, and it may strike us, especially among those who seem to have the least, who are often the most friendly, warm, and generous in what they have to offer their visitors and guests. We call this hospitality, and it's a beautiful virtue. Hospitality is a prominent feature in our readings today. Being hospitable in ancient and biblical times was vital to a person's survival. You could not survive for long alone in the community and in the harsh physical and geographic conditions you might find yourself in. So being hospitable to a stranger who might turn up was a very important value in such societies. In the striking passage where we heard about the mysterious strangers who turn up before Abraham, who was sitting at the front entrance of his tent at the hottest part of the day, we have an example of a very lavish display of hospitality on his part. He spares nothing. He spares nothing and gives generously to his guests from what he has in a way that is both warm and friendly. And he receives blessings in return from these strangers, who actually represent the divine presence of God. In the Gospel, we are also presented with another expression of hospitality, but it's given a different twist. Martha and Mary are close friends of Jesus, with whom he visits, can relax from the busyness of his public ministry. Mary, as we've heard, is sitting by Jesus and seems quite content to listen to him, to listen to what he is saying. Martha, on the other hand, is busy preparing a meal for their guest, but begins stressing, which expresses itself in exasperation, and appeals to Jesus to tell Mary to give her a hand. But Jesus comes to Mary's defense. I used to wonder about that, and thought that Martha received a bit of an unfair put down. For we certainly need the Marthas of this world who swing into action and get things done. But actually, on this occasion, Martha didn't quite get it right, because hospitality, true hospitality in this case, would be best expressed by generously disposing oneself and giving the time to listen to what Jesus is saying. So Martha was kind of missing the point a bit. Listening can be a rather difficult activity. It requires of us space within ourselves and to generously give our time to the Lord in quiet and in prayer. It's quite a passive activity that can be rather challenging for those among us who tend to be quite active. But if we're going to advance along the way of the Lord, we need to listen to him in prayer and to discern his ways in the unfolding events of our lives. We need to find space and time for that. Balancing the activity and the passive or contemplative, prayerful components of our lives is tricky but necessary. Activity without prayer can lead to activism, where we can become lost in the hyperactivity of our busyness and lose sight of God, who is at the center of our lives, or should be. On the other hand, prayer without any concern for the welfare of others can degenerate into self-absorption, and so become empty and sterile. So getting the balance right is important here. Hospitality, again, is a beautiful virtue. It's about welcome, friendship, generosity. It's about giving of ourselves. That's not always an easy path to travel, and we need the Lord's help to walk it. To what extent, then, are we hospitable toward God and each other? Have we got the balance right? If not, what are we going to do about it? Do we want to do anything about it?